Hey, welcome to Front Page Tech, the show that gives you all the latest tech news from one geek, that's me, to another, of course, that is you. Before we get into the news today, I feel that it is my responsibility as host of this show to tell you ahead of time that the news following this intro is shitty. It's not good. So I guess I'm trying to tell you to leave. Turn around. Get out of here. Don't watch this. It's going to be terrible. And I want you to remember me for the good times that we had together, not today's show. So, getting two-day shipping for free with Amazon Prime is awesome, but as you know, there are a ton of extra Amazon Prime perks that you can get in your booty hole. Today they announced some more booty hole perks. Introducing Amazon Prime Reading, which will now give you access to free comics, magazines, short stories, and ebooks. They say it'll give you access to over 1,000 popular books, including The Hobbit, Harry Potter, The Sorcerer's Stone, and The Man in the High Castle. This is actually a really, really awesome little perk, especially if you love reading the booky books. I'm not one of those people. I can't read. Though I did look into this, and unfortunately, my book is not included. I know you were asking, John, can I get your book for free? No. And to those that don't know, which is probably all of you because I tried to keep this a secret, yeah, I wrote a book, and it's on Amazon. You can get it there, unfortunately. I really wish I didn't write the book. In fact, if anyone from Amazon is watching this or listening to this, please reach out to me. Help me. SOS. Please help. Please send help. My book is on Amazon, and I don't know how to get it off. I want to remove that and just wipe it away from existence and from the history of John Prosser. I wish I could just not make that. I want that to go away so badly. Motorola has announced that 15 of their phones are going to be getting updated with Android 7.0 Nougat. And usually I would leave a list down in the description below, or I'd be too lazy and just tell you to go look it up yourself. But since today's show is shit and I need it to be longer, let's take a second to read that entire list to you. The Moto G 4th Gen, the Moto G Plus 4th Gen, the Moto G Play 4th Gen, the Moto X Pure Edition 3rd Gen, the Moto X Style, Moto X Play, Moto X Force, Droid Turbo 2, Droid Max 2, the Moto Z, the Moto Z Droid, Moto Z Force Droid, Moto Z Play, Moto Z Play Droid, and the Nexus 6. There you go. That's the list. You're welcome. I've done my job. That is all. Well, my friends, the trash can stain of the internet, 4chan, apparently is running out of money. On Sunday, the owner posted a post called Winter is Coming, and he said 4chan can't afford infrastructure costs, network fees, server costs, CDNs, and etc. Now. Now, according to him, it seems that 4chan has three different options here. Number one is to just cut the site's traffic in half. That might include closing some boards down, which I'm sure wouldn't hurt, reduce image sizes upon upload, or just use slower servers. That's also an option. They could start selling more ads. That's option number two. They could start selling more ads, and they said, yes, this includes even malicious ads, just ads galore all over the place. And then the other thing is to sell more subscriptions. I guess 4chan has some sort of pass for more features or something. I don't know if you get to be like more shitty if you buy that. Oh, well. Well, just when you think things are going to get better for Samsung, those things don't get better for Samsung, and they get worse. A Southwest flight in Kentucky had to be evacuated because a Samsung Galaxy Note 7 started smoking on the plane. There's two things to note here. Number one, the device was actually turned off. The person had powered it off, and then it started smoking. And then number two, yep, this was a replacement device. Now, of course, Samsung released a statement and said, until we are able to retrieve the device, we cannot confirm that this incident involves the new Note 7. We are working with the authorities in Southwest now to recover the device and confirm the cause. Once we've examined the device, we'll have more information to share. Now, even though Samsung themselves haven't gotten a chance to get their hands on this device to confirm whether or not it is a replacement device themselves, it is, however, confirmed that it was a replacement device. It was sold by AT&T on September 21st. It was marked as a replacement as a new product after the recall without the battery defect, and it still happened. And it happened when the device was powered off. Just like, man, Samsung, poor Samsung, poor Sammy. Sammy, man, your balls are getting kicked in every day. Someone just walking up, bam, right in the testicles. Just, I think at this point we should just stop buying Note 7s. When it comes to cable management, there is literally nothing out there better than a one-wrap roll from Velcro Brand. First of all, each roll lasts forever since you're only cutting off pieces as you need them. And just as you would expect with any other Velcro brand products, it's completely reusable. To learn more about One Wrap products and of course to grab some for yourself, just click that link in the description below. Today's Ask FBT question is from JJTHC, and he said, what happened to shooting the show in 60 FPS? Yeah, I get it. Some of you might have noticed, some of you might not have noticed, but we were shooting the show in 60 frames a second every day for the longest time, but I just decided I'm done with that. It helps with the size of the video file, and I just think that 30 frames a second looks better. That's just me. If you want to ask a question to be featured on the next episode of Front Page Tech, leave it down in the comment section below, the hashtag AskFBT. And that's the show. Hopefully you liked it, you learned something. If you did, be sure to hit that subscribe button down below. Click it, a ticket. You can also follow us on Twitter for all things Front Page Tech and tweets from the teams, all the updates and whatnot at Front Page Tech on Twitter. And of course, as always, I'll see you guys tomorrow.